I think it'll be some great tape to go off of. I think it was, you know, anytime you can get out and get it against another team in a semi-controlled environment, you're going to get more work done than just going against yourselves. And then some of these situations are even better than a preseason game, that you can simulate some things and then not put your guys, or especially your quarterbacks, at risk. So I think it's good work. To me, the biggest misfortune of the day, obviously, is Ty Powell. I don't have the details on it, but I understand it's a knee, and got to know him a little bit when I was here a couple years ago. And, you know, it's a great kid. It's tough to see that. I spent my time over here, for the most part. The Bills' defense, I thought, had the upper hand. Just, I think some of our guys are different tempos. They got to understand the guy across from them's, you know, is going at game type speed. Other than the live tackling part, we were just inconsistent with our expectancy of what we were getting from the other side. So I thought they did a good job. We made some plays. You know, unfortunately, I thought we, you know, just some of the self-inflicted stuff, which we'd been able to avoid a lot of camp, jumping off sides, two bad snaps that likely would have been positive plays, turned out that would have been disastrous as part of a drive. So, again, very much looking forward to getting back and seeing what it looks like on the film.
Mike, what's the major benefit for seeing, other than seeing different uniforms and your players seeing different people, from having this kind of work?
Because I think the energy is that of it's, I mean, it's game-type speed, especially inside with the lines. And it's, to me, it's competing against, you know, somebody other than your own. You kind of get into a comfort zone when you're going against your own guys, and you don't get a good sense for where you stand. And I think the adrenaline ratchets up a little bit, and guys want to prove something to other guys in the league. So I think it's just naturally better competition. We wanted to make sure that we got situations, so that's why. It wasn't unscripted as far as – it was unscripted as far as the calls, but we scripted what the situations would be. So we didn't have calls on the call sheet, but it was, okay, move the ball here, now it's this. Wanted to make sure that we moved the field, so we got some work backed up. We got some work in the drive zone, then obviously got some low red zone work.
Mike, how beneficial can this be? You know, they – obviously the Bills have a really strong defensive line. You guys have a good offensive line. How beneficial could it be for, A, your offensive line, and, B, particularly a kid like Cam Irving? Against those type of players.
No, I think it's great work. I mean, this is one of the best defensive fronts in the game. You could make that argument just looking at their front a year ago. It'd be hard to argue with that. And for our guys to be able to go out and go against them in live work, there's no way to have any substitute for that.
Now you have four quarterbacks out. Is that why you brought in Aaron Ross, or is he somebody you would have brought in otherwise?
Just felt from a depth step standpoint in that position, you know, with Nelson still not back, Desir not being back, you know, with Joe being down for a couple days, we wanted to make sure that we were covered there depth-wise. That when you start to lose guys at certain positions, corner being one of them, it can really affect how you practice. So we wanted to make sure our bases were covered there.
Does he look right after the Achilles last year?
I don't think we've seen enough. I think it's too small a sample size. And again, I didn't get a chance to see him at all today because I was over on this field.
How about Mike Brown? What was the reasoning behind that?
Same thing. That just with Mingo being down and just kind of we're playing Dylan Wynn out of place. I mentioned that the other day. We want to be able to get him work at his true position to get a true evaluation. That would be unfair to him for us to evaluate him at outside linebacker essentially and make a roster decision when he should be playing inside. So that allows us to move him back. And Everett's a guy, he's a professional. He's played quality reps in this league before, and we'll see what he can do.
Mike, you're on Shaw.
I think he's scheduled for surgery, I believe.
Why did it take 3 days for that injury to be disclosed? I mean, was it not originally thought to be serious?
No, I just think it was something that he didn't think was that serious and let it go, and then came in the next day. And I think sometimes guys, it's natural, guys get dinged and they don't want to go into the training room, and then they fear the worst. That, you know, hopeful that it's just something that's a little sore and it'll go away. So
yeah.
I don't believe it's a ligament damage, correct?
Well, how likely are you to go? You're aware of what Buffalo Bills fans are like, and just the reception that Dante Whitner got, I'm not sure if you heard. He got booed pretty much every time, and some catcalls from the stands. And, you know, just your thoughts on that.
And that's, I just, that's his history here. I wasn't here when he was here before. I wasn't part of him leaving. So I do know this, Bills fans are very passionate, very protective of their Bills, very protective of their city, as they should be. We feel it's very similar fan bases, Cleveland and Buffalo.
Very early in the day in practice, Gilbert was taking pump return off the Jugs machine. Is that something you guys are going to pursue?
I mean, that's on the tapes. He's proven that he can return kickoffs. I don't know whether that's part of Chris's plan. I'm not sure how he has returners. I know we're pretty set with Trav being the lead guy and Gabriel likely will be the backup. But I know that plays into your theory of getting the ball in his hands more. So,
any level of concern that Marlon Moore hit the ground and just got up with his helmet off, kind of thing.
And I talked to him about it. I mean, to take his helmet off is full. I told him he's too good looking to risk, you know, getting hit. It's not the place, not the forum to take your helmet off. It was an unfortunate thing. He's in a red jersey, which means he shouldn't be contacted. And I think linebacker, it's just instinct to reroute a guy. Sometimes you're not dialed in and you see, hey, somebody from the other team, I'm going to hit him. And he took offense to that, and we all saw what happened.
Hey, Mike, what's it like to be back at St. John Fisher, and how did
practice go for you? Thought it went well. It's great work. Can't replicate this anywhere else. And it's great to get back here and just see a lot of familiar faces and some old friends, whether it's players, staff. I know a lot of us are feeling that way. A lot of the guys that were here in Buffalo before, Jim O'Neill, Anthony Weaver, Brian Fleury, Chuck Drisback. But it's great to be back. I enjoyed the time up here before, camp-wise. It's a great setting. I'm glad we could get up here and get some quality work done.
Do you think you're likely to keep...
Yeah, I that was my understanding from the other field. It certainly was on this one. But, you know, hopefully that they'll you know, that maybe the offenses will rebound tomorrow. We'll see.
Will the format be any different tomorrow?
It will be similar. Some of the scripted situations will be different. What we actually do, the emphasis in the team periods and in the scale. The only difference will be the action that took place on the grass field will now be on the turf. So our defense, their offense will be on the turf and vice versa on the grass field, just so one group's not practicing exclusively on the turf.
Like, Tremont Williams had a few breakups today. What has he meant to the secondary, and how's he been performing?
That was a key signing for us to really stabilize that room, losing Buster, and anytime you can bring in a veteran guy that's proven that he can play at a high level for a long time in this league, it's a great example for our young guys. That he could certainly still play now. I think he's a great compliment to Joe, and he understands being opposite of Joe Hayden. He's going to get a lot of throws his way. We understand that as a staff, so we'll do some things to help him out, to hopefully free him up that he can make some plays. But he's I can't say enough good things about him. He's been the ultimate professional.
Are you surprised at age 32 that he's playing the way he is?
Is he really 32? No, I'm not surprised because he takes care of himself. I mean, he's a guy that's lasted this long, and a lot of it's because of his intellect. Just to hear his conversations with Coach Hafley and Coach O'Neill and the other DBs, I mean, it is detailed, high-level stuff about routes and wideouts and things that he sees. And to me, that's so good for our young guys.
Are you likely to keep two quarterbacks, do you think?
Yeah, I can't say that at this point. I mean, we'll come up with the position minimums. Obviously, two would be the minimum, and then we'll go with the we'll fill out the roster with the best players after that.
I mean, do you think that changes at all with Connor going down?
No, I mean, it's one less to choose from, but I can't talk about roster counts or numbers at this point.
Did you know much about Tremont before he got here? I mean, other than watching him on film? And
just seen him a lot on crossover tape. We did. He had been up for free agency previously, years ago, and evaluated and then liked him. I went back and looked at my notes. And then when we watched him again this time, not much had changed. Still had a very good, you know, positive. All the reports were very positive, so we knew about him, but it was, you know, hadn't gone against him that much being in the NFC.
Were you in the Jets at the time or Baltimore? And you were talking about
him when he was... Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure when he would have been up. He might have been. He might have been as old as he is, at 32. It might have been two times that we ended up evaluating him in free agency.
Mike, I was thinking too. You mentioned you already a 32-year-old guy to stabilize here, and on the offense, you bring in a 36-year-old quarterback. Now,
mm-hmm.
What has McCollum done in that regard for
Very similar. I mean, advanced level of just quarterbacking knowledge, understanding of NFL defenses, understanding of our system, what each play is designed to do, what can get us in trouble, what can get us out of trouble. Just all the little things a quarterback play that you pick up over years. And we didn't bring him in here to coach. I mean, he can still spin it. You know, he showed that a couple times today, the one especially on the long ball to Gabriel. He's been – everybody that we talked to about him just raved about him as a person and a player. And it was an easy decision for us to bring him in.
So you weren't worried about the 1-10 and the problems last year in Tampa?
Not at all.
Mike, on the other hand over there, I know you were over here most of the day, but over there, Justin Gilbert was getting beat consistently today. After Thursday's preseason opener and then something like that, do you worry about his confidence at all, or how do you get him going?
Yeah, and that's the life of a corner, that you got to have that short-term memory and to be able to bounce back from a play. And I mean, that's the best corners are confident corners, and that's something that comes from having success. And if he's in a little bit of a slump, then it's on him. We got to help him, but he's got to play his way out of it.
How do you
last one, we gotta
get a player out of a slump? You mentioned you got to play out of it.
Well, one, you don't overreact, but you get them to stay true to their technique. When guys get in trouble, it's when their technique starts to slip. They start to kind of do things out of structure to overcompensate, and to me it's a trust thing. Trust his own athletic ability, trust what we're telling him, and just go out and take it play to play.
Mike, how was his attitude, and how did he take the coaching well from Thursday night's game? Because we know you said he made that flawless comment before he saw the film, but has his attitude been good lately about
coaching? He's good in the meeting room. I mean, he understands his mistakes. He wants to learn. He wants to get better.